This is Audible.
Let me tell you about Zachariah. He's more than my comrade. He's my friend. I've fought by his side in more battles than even you can imagine. His skill and sheer damn guts have saved a dozen campaigns and 1,000 lives, including my own. All he cares for is the Emperor and his own men. He should be rewarded for what he's done. Not punished.
Scions of Elysia by Chris Downes. Performed by John Banks, Cliff Chapman, Steve Conley, Jonathan Keeble, Stephen Perrin, and Melvin Rawlinson. In a high-security bunker on the perimeter of the Elysian Drop Troopers training ground, D-64, Commissar Shendrik Mastroval eyed the veteran demolition specialist, Adulan. Under normal circumstances, he would have punished such a show of belligerence, but the situation he had been brought to investigate was far from normal.
Be warned, veteran Adulan. While your service to the Emperor demands respect, I will not tolerate such outbursts in my pursuit of the truth. Do I make myself clear?
The grizzled veteran shifted in his seat, turning his look of fury to the sandy stone floor. The bunker had been chosen for its isolation and impregnability, but if it had been a ploy to scare him, the Commissariat were wasting their time. Adulam did not deal in deceit or lies. He had nothing to fear from Mastroval, because all he would speak was the truth.
You might find this hard to believe, but I have experienced the bonds of loyalty forged through combat. I know you to be a man of honor, but from where I am standing, the same cannot be said of your sergeant.
Adulam's gaze swiveled up. Jaw clenched, his knuckles turned white with the power of his grip on the chair. Mastroval met his eyes with a warning look and folded his arms. He would need all of his patience to get what he wanted from this man.
You have to convince me otherwise, veteran. Take me back to when you believe the conflict with Captain Bandrak began. Make me understand why you feel so sure you are right about Sergeant Zachariah, and I am wrong.
For the first time since entering the blockhouse, Adulam's mask of fury slipped away. He was being given the chance to defend his comrade. For once, he knew he had to stop his mouth racing ahead of his thoughts. It was an opportunity he would take with care and caution.
Commissar, that will be my pleasure.
On the Imperial Transport Majestic Light, Adulam sat opposite veteran Sergeant Zachariah, his longtime friend and fellow survivor of the Elysian mission to Ophel Minoris. Having both sustained significant injuries, their recovery had been a slow and painful one.
How's the leg?
It's fine. What are you going to do about those missing teeth? You look like an orc.
Adulam grinned broadly, deliberately showing off the gap.
I think it makes me look tougher. Besides...
Attention on deck!
All troopers stood bolt upright as Lieutenant Vondral of the 267th marched into their cramped quarters, flanked by two Munitorum adepts in long robes. Under his arm, he held a data slate. Adulam's eyes met Zachariah's. Both troopers were fit and ready to rejoin the fight against those who would threaten the Imperium.
Now hear this! General orders for all Elysian detachments, regardless of regiment or rank. We are recalled to Elysia. Quieten down, all of you. This comes straight from command. I can confirm that the rumors are true. The pirate dynasty of Lysimachus has been infiltrated. If those scum weren't bad enough, they've now got a greater evil on their side.
Vondral looked around the quarters. He could see the tension on everyone's faces. Most, if not all, had fought against the House of Lysimachus and similar pirate families sometime in their careers. And now, these most hated of foes, who had raided and plundered and murdered Elysians for countless centuries, were apparently allied with something far worse.
They're on our doorstep, lads. It's the archenemy! What are we gonna do about it? Emperor, preserve us! We're making best speed to Elysia and we'll be there within 2 weeks, sidereal. Full combat drills will commence from 0600 tomorrow. That's all.
Salute!
Zachariah sat heavily on his bunk, his face pale. Adulam knew better than to ask why. This news would be enough to sour the mood of his friend and comrade.
So, Elysia, home.
Zachariah clenched his jaw and stared blankly, ignoring the flurry of activity around him.
Yes. Home.
Commissar Mastroval eyed Dulem carefully. Gone was the ferocity and anger he had previously shown, replaced by contemplation. Mastroval found the change in his nature interesting.
So it would be fair to say that Sergeant Zachariah was not in the best of humors even before he met his new commanding officer.
Adulam glanced up at Mastroval and gave him a rueful grin, the scars on his face contorting as he did so. There was no mirth in his eyes.
You could say that, aye.
And you do not know why Zachariah had no wish to return home and defend his home planet?
The veteran threw Mastroval a dangerous look.
The Sarge's feelings have nothing to do with protecting Elysia or avoiding combat, I can tell you that much. But no, I do not know the reason.
Mastroval folded his arms and looked down at Adulam with a smile.
I do.
Adulam stared at the Commissar. This man had the advantage here, or at least claimed to know more than him. He would have to be careful.
Continue.
Adulam could feel a great unease in the room, but none more so than that from his friend. The regimental HQ had many briefing rooms, but none so large as the one in which he sat alongside Zachariah and dozens of other squad leaders. In front of them, groups of higher-ranked officers sat impatiently as a handful of ministerium priests droned half-heard prayers and wafted incense in blessing over the front rows. Zachariah stared at the huge hololithic projection of Elysia's neighboring planets above the brightly lit lectern before them. The image flickered and juddered, the shattered moons of Valens Sinestra highlighted as the target. The map was familiar to everyone in the room as a place of ancient, bitter conflict. A figure strode onto the stage to take the podium. Within the next few minutes, both men would understand and share the unease of their superiors.
Be seated!
The young man regarded the assembly for a few moments, head held high. A scrivener servitor at the side of the stage transcribed his words as he spoke.
I am Captain Lom of the House Bandrak. Even if you do not know me, you will certainly have heard of my family. Following close analysis of the tactical situation, Elysian Command has concluded the only way to counter the threat from the enemy forces is to launch an all-out attack on Valens Sinestra.
Captain Bandrak held up his hands for silence. His fingers twitched as his temper rose.
Comrades, the agents of ruin have infiltrated House Lysimachus. There has been a tenfold increase in shipping attacks. Atrocities are being committed on the outlying colonies on a scale never seen before. It is only a matter of time before Elysia itself is targeted. A preemptive attack is the only solution. We must strike, and strike hard!
Zachariah turned to Adulam as the assembly took in Bandrak's words.
This is suicide. You know it's impossible to mount a successful drop on Valens.
You can't storm all those planetoids at the same time. The pirates have the terrain and transit routes mapped. We don't. They can transfer forces at will. Do you remember the last time we tried?
Adulam ran a finger along the scar that ran from his left temple to below his jaw. He remembered well enough. The senior officers were arguing strategy at the front of the briefing hall, with Bandrak glowering down at them with growing impatience.
Look at them. I reckon Bandrak's come up with this plan and used his family connections to push it. You know what politics are on Elysia. Probably looking to get an early promotion or something.
Zachariah stared at the captain. While they were mercifully rare, he knew the type. Some wet behind the ears brilliant theoretician who hadn't yet tasted combat.
This plan is doomed. And so will be the men sent to undertake it. Fighting on paper never matches what happens in reality.
Regiment-specific orders will be posted following the conclusion of this briefing. And one final thing. Effective immediately, I am taking command of the Elysian 158th. That is all.
Zachariah didn't reply. The expression on his face said it all.
He's going to be our new commander.
So, you admit Zachariah's disdain for Captain Bandrak, his hostility towards him.
Adulam folded his arms and looked straight ahead as Mastrovar loomed over him. He would admit absolutely nothing other than the truth.
Every recalled veteran in that room felt the same. The sergeant's misgivings were with the target, not so much with the man who presented it.
Not so much.
Resuming his pacing, Mastrovar left the words hanging in the air, but Adulam did not react. He would not be caught out that easily.
Perhaps you should call in the captains and lieutenants who were present at the briefing. It looked to us as if they had far more of a bone to pick with Bandrak than we did. At that time, anyway.
Mastrovar did not break his step. Adulam was right about two things. Young, ambitious Captain Bandrak had made many enemies since leaving Elysia with his officer's commission. He was also the sole architect of the attack on Valen Sinestra.
All of this is consigned to history, veteran. I am far more interested in the events that never made it into any log or record. I understand Zachariah wasted no time in making his feelings about the mission known.
Adulam stared at the Commissar's back. He knew what Mastrovar was asking to hear, and he had no choice but to say it. If he didn't, well, there had been plenty of other witnesses.
If you are referring to the final briefing on the Majestic Light, I was standing right next to the Sarge when Bandrak came strutting into the hangar.
Attention on deck!
As you were, you may be wondering why I have chosen your regiment for this historic mission.
Adulam glanced over to Zachariah. If they were supposed to look honored at the captain's decision, he did not show it.
I know you to be one of the finest contingents there is. True, your numbers have been severely depleted due to some poor tactical decisions in the past, but let me assure you, no such mistakes will be made under my command.
Attended by armory adepts, some of the troopers present already wore their respirators and helmets. Others had partial armor over their sand-colored fatigues. All had read the final orders. The last thing they needed was a speech. Zachariah shuffled uncomfortably, deliberately drawing the attention of Bandrak.
Do you have something to say, Sergeant?
Zachariah, sir. No, sir.
And that is precisely the way it should be. I shall be supporting the first wave onto the main massif. It is the greatest concentration of planetoids and has the most predictable gravity wells.
Is that so?
The captain darted a glance at Zachariah, who stared at the rusting deck plates. Straightening his tunic, Bandrak continued.
I have one addition to your orders. No trooper is to engage their grav chutes above 100 meters.
Begging your pardon, sir, but 100 meters?
Bandrak looked at Dulem up and down. Out of the corner of his eye, the veteran could see Zachariah's fists clenching. This was going from bad to worse.
You heard correctly, trooper. I was under the impression the 158th could handle high-altitude drops better than any other. Perhaps I was misinformed.
Captain Bandrak, sir, a 100-meter halo engagement is hard enough under normal conditions. But you know our numbers have been brought up to strength with White Shield recruits, sir. Most of them won't be able to control their descent in the fluctuating gravity. Might I recommend
you that we... You will recommend nothing!
The hangar deck fell silent. All eyes were on Bandrak, his face dark, hand on the grip of his sidearm. Adulam knew what everyone was thinking. Drill sergeants shouted. Captains did not.
We shall have the element of surprise over whoever or whatever is waiting for us. The other captains will play safe, but they will leave their men hanging in the air as easy targets. I have calculated this down to the centimeter. The glory of first planetfall on the Massif shall be ours.
Adulam's heart sank. This young captain had something to prove to the more experienced officers who had been so dismissive of him at the briefing. Bandrak saw the lives of his men as little more than pawns in his own ambition. With his first real command, he would spearhead the attack on Elysia's ancient enemy, an attack that was doomed to failure.
Before I conduct my final equipment check, there is the small matter of who will be the first squad to drop.
Bandrak drew his shoulders back and looked down his nose at Zachariah, who had not moved a muscle since the captain's outburst.
As a reward for your insubordination, you shall have the honor, Sergeant. Assemble your men.
Sarge, you need to be careful what you say. You're going to get yourself into real trouble.
Adulam, we're all in trouble.
I find it hard to believe troops loyal to the Emperor would act in such a manner towards their commanding officer. I would have executed you all on the spot.
The Commissar was a menacing silhouette in the harsh lights of the blockhouse. But despite knowing that he should proceed with caution, Adulam would not let himself falter.
I don't know how things are done at the Commissariat, sir, but we don't expect our captains to behave like that. If they can't take a bit of flak from their grunts, what use will they be to you on the battlefield? Or over it? He was a liability.
Mastroval folded his hands behind his back, keeping his face in shadow.
So, Zachariah is not the only one who judges a man before they have seen them fight. Oh. I expected more of the proud Elysians. You disappoint me.
Adulam opened his mouth to reply, but swallowed his words. For long seconds, Mastroval stared at him. There was a truth to the veteran's indignation that he could not ignore. Adulam clearly felt as if neither he nor his friend should be answering for anything. Intriguing, if not misguided.
What's disappointing, Commissar Mastroval, is that you don't appreciate the significance of what I've just told you.
And what might that be, veteran?
Adulam sat back in his chair, shielding his eyes against the light. His voice was as hard as the blockhouse walls.
Bandrak later admitted his guilt.
Mastroval took a step closer.
Guilt?
Aye. For the murder of his own men.
The drop troopers hurtled towards the fractured, drifting chunks of rock and ice of Valen Sinistra. Above and behind, Valkyrie carriers waited to disgorge the second wave in support of the first.
Maldar! Subedan! Slow your rate of descent! You're far too low!
Zachariah watched the numbers spin down on his altimeter. Surrounded by white shields, he had no intention of following Bandrak's suicidal order.
take a few shots at it!
On through the hail of fire fell the four squads. 1,000 meters. That was far enough.
Zachariah to all troopers! Engage! 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 Emperor's name!
Sergeant! Failed deployment!
Looking to his left, Zachariah saw a Dulan trying to activate his own grav chute. Despite the turbulence and the fire all around, he repeated the sequence calmly and methodically, but after a few seconds, gestured with his finger across his throat. Zachariah nodded grimly. The grav chutes couldn't all fail at once. They had been tampered with.
Zachariah to all troopers, remain calm. Disengage the control feed and pull out the blue wire. This will activate your emergency thruster system.
The sergeant twisted in midair, yanking away the armored flexicable to expose the control loop. Mid-drop repair was something only the most experienced troopers would normally attempt. It was discussed in training, with holo recordings shown of how it could be done, but it was deemed too dangerous for new recruits. For them, beyond their hasty whispered prayers and the machine spirit blessings of the Adeptus Mechanicus, every jump was quite literally a leap of faith.
Sarge! I can't get to the wire! I'm nearing 100 meters! What shall I...
Subidan and Maldar's thrusters burst into life. The chutes had been programmed to activate at 100 meters, and the manual override deactivated.
Maldar's gone!
Subidan, you're going to hit a null gravity channel! Prepare yourself for sheer forces because...
I'm losing directional control! Sarge! My speed is increasing! I'm spinning! I can't...
Zachariah watched helplessly as other white shields followed, just as he had warned Bandra.
Damn it! Thrusters engaged! Adulam!
Right with you, Sarge!
Concentrate fire directly below! We need to clear the landing zone or we'll lose the second wave too!
Left flank, Sarge! Two squads coming in! We've only got 100 meters to go, Sarge! We need more room!
Give him one of your charges!
I think he exactly... Death from above, you filthy Horton!
The blast cleared a radius large enough for Zachariah and the surviving drop troops to land. But within seconds, enemy reinforcements appeared from the jagged rocks surrounding the outer edge of the massif to take the place of the fallen.
You hear that, Sarge?
I hear it, all right. We need to get away from here. All remaining troopers, move on target Beta 6. I repeat, target Beta 6. Where the hell is Bandrag with those other Valkyries? That idiot needs to see what... Adulam, look out!
Much obliged, Sarge.
We need to get to cover. Move!
Despite overwhelming enemy numbers, Zachariah led Adulam and the remaining troopers towards target Beta 6, a handful of squat, single-story buildings in the near distance. Luckily, the reports of them being heavily defended were, like so many things on the mission, a mistake.
Adulam, charges! The rest of you, covering fire! Everyone inside!
The true extent of just how wrong their intelligence had been became clear. The buildings were little more than a decoy intended to force as many casualties as possible.
Out of your drop gear. Get the doorways and windows covered. Vox?
Sergeant.
Raise Captain Bandrak. Give him our situation report. There's nothing of any value here. We're an easy target.
On it, sir.
Dulam.
Thank you.
I don't see an easy way out of this. Sounds to me like our air support is busy up there. The other attack groups have hit similar null gravity pockets only to reach useless objectives. They'll be in the same situation as us.
Not quite the same, Sarge.
Zachariah nodded solemnly as he looked down to his grav-chute harness lying discarded on the floor, its twin exhausts still warm from the descent.
I can't believe Bandrag went this far. But there's no other explanation.
Why else would a captain insist on carrying out an equipment check? That's for the armorers and squad leaders. Did anyone go with him? We were all in the hangar.
He must have used a servitor to reset the engagement altitude on all those grav chutes and override the manual so quickly. But why? Why would he do that?
Who knows with these blue bloods? To score points against the other captains? To satisfy some ancient vendetta or feud?
Emperor, preserve us from the great houses of Elysia.
From the shattered window, Zachariah scanned the distant ridge of the massif through his sniper scope. Beyond the jagged horizon, other huge triangular chunks of rock hung in perfect suspension between space and the unseen, churning gas giant below.
Anything moving out there?
Not yet. That's only a matter of time. They'll be using the gravity corridors to get here from the other planetoids. That ridge will hide them until they're almost upon us.
It's a world of traps and ambushes, Sarge. We both knew that.
Shame Bandrag wouldn't listen to us, eh? Well, I'll be damned if this place is going to claim any more Elysian lives. Vox, report!
A lot of confusion, Sarge. The support ships are taking heavy losses, but there have been some important gains. A lot of infrastructure destroyed here and on the other landmasses.
Hope it was of more use than this place. I wouldn't...
The young communications specialist held up his hand for silence and pressed the headset to his ear. As he listened, his expression changed from confusion to relief.
Sarge, all second wave drops have been cancelled. It's a general retreat, sir.
Adulam looked to Zachariah. The victories had clearly been heavily outweighed by the defeats. That was no surprise to anyone in the bunker.
We need to get to the recovery point. All troopers, gather your equipment. We're getting out of here.
Sir, report coming in. The captain's dropship has crashed on Alderax.
All eyes turned to Zachariah. Alderax was the larger of the planetoids visible from their position on the massif. Snapping up his sniper rifle, he activated the scope once again and zoomed in on the huge, tooth-shaped landmass floating mere kilometers away.
I don't see... Oh, wait. Smoke. Very close to the perimeter. Could be his ship.
As Zachariah scanned left and right across the obscured surface of Alderax, a bright red flare sailed into the purple-blue sky, then shot away at an angle as it fell foul of the conflicting gravities.
Distress signal confirmed.
We can't help him, Sarge. He's as good as dead.
Anyone else on hand?
No, sir. We've barely got carriers enough for the retrievals. They're redirecting the second wave dropships to rescue, but it'll take time to unload their squads on the Majestic Light first.
The young man slowly lowered the headset in his hand. His face was grim.
Valkyrie inbound to our recovery position. However,
they don't have enough room to get us all out in one trip.
Adieu them. Enemy movement at the base of the ridge. They're heading our way. Vox, how many of us will be left behind?
Five, sir.
This just keeps getting better.
Commissar Mastroval glared down at Adulam.
So it was you who proposed leaving Captain Bandrak to the enemy and not Zachariah. Did it not occur to any of you that his tactical knowledge would be of considerable value to the enemy? This is cowardice, soldier. A dereliction of your duty to the Imperium.
Adulam's jaw tightened. Gripping the arms of the chair, he began to rise. Mastroval's hand moved easily to the pommel of his chainsword, the faintest hint of a smile on his lips.
Setting aside the fact that the situation was of his own making, and that he had been responsible for the deaths of over half of our attack force, I felt he'd get what he deserved.
Maestrival's hand left his sword. Adulam met his gaze.
Your accusations against Bandrak are a serious offense. What proof did you have then or now the captain tampered with any equipment? Why was there no official voicing of this suspicion? None of this adds up at all.
If you'll let me continue, sir, you will find out.
Very well.
Zachariah asked for 3 volunteers to accompany us in rescuing Bandrak. Every man stepped forward. Along with Olev, Tabrini, and Steldor, we readied our gear as the sergeant carried out a partial recharge on our grav chutes. Once that was done, he took the limiters off the thruster controls and...
So, Zachariah has a working knowledge of grav chute mechanics. How interesting.
Adulam stared at the Commissar. It was a weak challenge.
His plan was simple. We 5 would create a diversion to cover the rest of the group's extraction, then make our way over to Alderaax.
I've heard a fair amount about this half-hearted rescue mission, but I'm keen to hear more from someone who was actually there.
Maestrival continued to pace.
So what would you say brought about this change of tack for Sergeant Zachariah?
Adulam looked up sharply. It was his turn to have the whisper of a smile play across his scarred lips.
Did I say he changed his mind? As I said, he had a plan to get there and hoped by then there would be another ship to get us off Alderaax, whether Bandrak had survived or not.
Maestrival saw a flicker, confusion, doubt, perhaps, flash across Adulam's face. Something had clearly bothered the veteran at the recollection of Zachariah's plan. Maestrival knew what it was. He seized the moment.
This plan. How did you think you were going to reach a planetoid floating kilometers distant? How did your sergeant think that you would have any chance in rescuing the captain?
Rising to his feet, Adulam relaxed his body as much as he could. He did not wish to present a threat to Maestrival. He wanted to talk with him at the same level.
Commissar, I trust this man with my life. It was not my place to question him, particularly in the situation we found ourselves. Yes, I had no idea how he planned to do it, and yes, I would have happily left Bandrak to rot on Alderaax for what he'd done to us. But Zachariah isn't like that.
Maestrival looked into Adulam's eyes, looking for any hint of deceit in the veteran's words or expression. The truth was being presented to him, at least from the Elysian's perspective, as skewed as it was.
For the Sarge, this was a matter of honor. Surely that's something you can understand. Zachariah could not allow a fellow servant of the Emperor to die if there was any way he might prevent it, not even Bandrak. It didn't matter whether we knew how he planned to do it or not.
Maestrival put a finger to his lips, then nodded back to the chair. Adulam sighed.
As we exited Target Beta 6, we could see the first recovery ships heading down towards us. Its port engine was on fire and the tail all shot apart. As it turned out, that was the good news.
The pirates of House Lysimachus raced towards the already damaged extraction Valkyrie, pouring fire upon it in an effort to deal the killing blow.
Adulam with me. Olev, Tabrini, Steldor, concentrate fire on the enemy. That'll draw their attention away. We'll hook over to the ridge. As soon as they get too near, fall back to our position. The rest of you, don't stop running until you get to the ship. We'll see you back home. The Emperor protects.
There were a dozen enemy contacts with twice as many again inbound. And those were just the ones that they could see.
We won't be able to take them all, Sarge.
Zachariah did not answer. Studying the angled outcrop of the ridge, he followed it upwards into the sky like the blade of a broken knife. At its peak, from their position, Alderaax floated only a few kilometers away, filling most of the sky. The smoke from Bandrak's hidden crash site was beginning to thin.
We won't have to. Lay a series of charges at the base of that ridge. It's the only way up, and they'll have to follow the same route to get to us. Keep one charge in reserve.
Sarge, there's no other way down. The peak is a dead end. We'll be cutting ourselves off. How's that going to help Bandrak?
Zachariah glanced over to his friend. Even with his visor down, Adulam saw a look in his eyes that he had seen many times before. A calm certainty, born of something he knew that others did not. It was an expression that had saved Adulam's life on more than one occasion. The veteran did not ask again.
Get behind me and provide cover as soon as the charges are set. The others are on their way back now. Olev, you're falling behind! They're nearly upon you! Move it!
Tabrini, watch out for Olev.
They hit his fuel reserve. Tabrini, Steldor, get over here now! We'll cover you!
The rest of the extraction ships are away!
Time to start climbing, lads. Get that detonator ready, Adulam.
Zachariah hooked the strap of his rifle around his neck and lunged up the slippery rockers, followed by Tabrini and Steldor. Within moments, the four troopers had made it to the base of a broad, steep ledge. Pausing, they turned and fired down on their attackers who had reached the ridge below.
Load the charges!
That should slow them down.
There's plenty more to take their place, and they're heading this way. I'll take point. Tread exactly where I do, understood?
Sarge, you know I'd never question your orders, but what exactly do you have in mind? Alderaax looks a long way from where I'm standing.
Look over to the outer edge of the ridge. You see those smooth troughs running in straight lines?
The other three troopers peered over the sheer drop, down to the horizon of churning gas that was the furnace heart of Valen Sinestra. Sure enough, in the orange-yellow glow, they saw a network of channels at random angles.
They've been made by null gravity fields. Most of them go off into free space, but some connect the planetoids together. That's how the pirates have always moved from moon to moon, and that's how their reinforcements are getting here.
We're going to jump upwards to Alderaax.
Zachariah looked to the end of the ridge, a couple of hundred meters distant.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Sarge, how in the Emperor's name do you know which channel to follow?
Zachariah looked to Adulam, then the other two in turn. The enemy were climbing towards them, firing wildly, screaming for blood.
I don't. Not exactly. But with our thruster reserves, we should be able to divert our way out if we get into trouble. We can do this.
Don't see as we have much of a choice in the matter. Let's go, lads!
Look for channels that line up with Alderaax, or at least within 30 degrees. There won't be many.
The distant planetoid hung in space before them, the gas core now illuminating every detail of its torn and ragged underbelly. Zachariah stepped forwards. Looking down, he stared at the sheer drop to the base of the massif's outer rim. It must have been at least a kilometer down. And then he saw what he had been looking for.
End of the line, Sarge.
Set your final charge. 10-second delay. We need to blow the top off this ridge so it destroys the entrance to the null gravity channel. We'll drop it as we jump. Steldor, Tabrini, suppressing fire! We're heading for the deep channel to the right! The one which terminates halfway down the sheer wall. I will lead, then Tabrini, then Steldor. Clear?
Adulam prepared the farewell charge, and Zachariah tapped the two other veterans on the shoulder.
In 3, 2, 1, jump!
Adulam, Tabrini, and Steldor watched Zachariah speeding across space to Alderaax, caught in the unseen gravity well.
Normal drop rate for...
Don't just stand there, you idiots! Go! And that just leaves me standing here, talking to myself. 10, 9, 8. Suffer! That will do. At least we don't have to worry about them coming after us.
Caught up in the gravity channel, Adulam could see Tabrini, Steldor, and in the lead, Zacharias streaking towards the huge floating planetoid. The veteran couldn't quite believe it. Of all the paths to follow, Zacharias had known this one to be right. Could it just have been a lucky guess? And how had he known about them in the first place?
All troopers, we're heading straight for Alderaax's leading edge. We need to go up and over. Follow my lead. And ready your weapons. May the Emperor guide us.
Zacharias's thrusters fired. Slowly, he began to angle upwards until, free of the null gravity well, he shot near vertical into the darkening sky.
Got to get more height!
Even though Zacharias's field adjustments had given the grav chutes more thrust, they were not jump packs. At the rate of climb he was achieving, he would soon exhaust the fuel and smash into the outer ridge of the planetoid.
Come on! Almost there! Yes!
As he cleared the ridge, Zacharias immediately spotted the crash site in the shadow of the jagged rocks. In the middle distance, a ramshackle collection of towers stuck out of the unforgiving surface of Alderaax like broken teeth, and picked out in the sickly yellow lights of the buildings, Zacharias saw many dark silhouettes moving across the planetoid.
This is Zacharias! I have the crash site in view! Enemy forces are heading towards it at speed! We need to move fast!
Be right with you, Sarge.
Landing on Alderaax, Zacharias and the others moved to the smashed remains of the Valkyrie. Most of the fuselage was intact, but the port wing and engine lay burning some meters away beyond the rocks, the other folded beneath another outcrop against which the remains of the aircraft now rested.
What the? Hold your fire! Friendlies incoming!
Identify yourself!
Sergeant Zacharias and squad, from the 158th!
From inside the mangled fuselage, a figure staggered into the gloom, sword in one hand, las pistol in the other. It was Captain Bandrag.
You have brought a ship? Can we get out of here?
His voice was shaky. Zacharias had been in aircraft crashes before, some as bad as the one before him, some even worse. He felt inclined to cut the younger officer some slack.
No, sir, we have not. Do you have long-range Vox capacity? The fleet may have regrouped enough for us to signal a new extraction.
In the fading light, Zacharias could see Bandrak's eyes narrow in confusion.
I don't know. The pilot and navigator are dead. Go see to it, Sergeant.
Anger flared in Zacharias's chest. The captain should have been on the Vox as soon as he was able, relaying valuable intelligence on the enemy's strength and deployment on Alderaax to Elysian command. It was just such a lack of detailed information that had led them to this catastrophe.
Sarge, they're getting close. We'll set up a perimeter as best we can, but they'll be able to surround us easily. We need extraction back to the Majestic Light, now!
Zacharias held up a hand in acknowledgement. As the three troopers spread out around the crash site, he moved towards the smashed cockpit. Reaching into the navigator's position, he took the headset and activated the Vox.
Priority Vermilion, Sergeant Zacharias, 158th Elysian. 5 strong on Alderaax, location southeast of... Target Epsilon 4, 50 meters from the outer rim. Request immediate extraction. Enemy closing, over.
The indicator light on the navigator's panel began to fade. Circuits crackled, and wisps of smoke rose into the night air.
Priority Vermilion, Sergeant Zacharias, 158th Elysian, 5 strong on Alderaax near the outer rim. Request... Damn it!
Well, are they on their way?
Zacharias threw the headset back onto the lifeless body of the navigator.
Unknown, sir. The system failed before I received any acknowledgement.
Captain! Sergeant! We could do with some help here!
Enemy fire began to strike the upper parts of the Valkyrie from all directions. Hunkering down, Bandrak turned to Zacharias, his face twisted in frustration.
What kind of idiot launches a rescue mission with 3 men and no air support? What use is that to me?
Zachariah rounded on him. He could hold his tongue no longer.
And what kind of idiot launches a full-scale assault on an enemy whose strength and position is not fully understood? What kind of idiot sabotages the equipment of his own men for some ridiculous game of one-upmanship?
Bandrak looked to the discarded grav chutes and saw how the feeder cable had been stripped away to override his handiwork. Raising his las pistol, he pointed it directly into Zachariah's face.
How dare you speak to me in such a fashion? I am your commanding officer!
Then start acting like one!
Incoming!
Get down!
You will pay for this, Sergeant.
If we live long enough, Captain, I swear everyone will learn what you have done this day.
We've lost Tabrini. Someone take his place, quick! They're everywhere!
Fall back to the wreckage! Use your grenade!
Steldor! This is not looking good, Sarge.
Keep fighting! Last grenade!
Form up around me! Protect your captain! Captain, with all due respect, why don't you...
Incoming Valkyries! That's about time! It's now or never! Let's get out of here!
The three threw themselves into the recovery ship to be greeted by Lieutenant Dufalco of the 217th. It took off immediately, clearing Alderaax and thundering up towards the awaiting transport Majestic Light in high orbit.
Lieutenant, report.
Considerable losses in the first wave, Captain Bandrak. 40% of objectives were reached, less than 20% achieved.
20%. Thrown.
Watch your tongue, trooper. That is well within my projected margins. Admittedly, at the lower end of the scale. Why was the second wave called off, Lieutenant?
Projected margins.
Lieutenant Dufalco cast a warning glance over to Zachariah before answering.
I'm not certain, sir. But it happened just after the 217th discovered a group of senior advisors to the House of Lysimachus on the Massif's southern conurbation. They were degenerate, sir. Off-worlders bringing the taint of their dark gods with them. The pirates are changing their strategy. Our losses were...
The southern conurbation? Don't you mean eastern?
No, sir. They were not where you... I mean, not where we were told they would be. Our losses were heavy, but we managed to take most of them alive. Quite a victory, sir.
Bandrak glared at the lieutenant. It was a victory indeed for the 217th. As Dufalco let his words hang in the air, Zachariah saw his chance.
Lieutenant, permission to...
Captain Bandrak, Elysian Command on long-range Fox for you, sir.
As the Valkyrie powered towards the orbiting transport ship, Bandrak rose and took a headset from the lieutenant. Moving to a corner of the hold, he turned his back on the three men.
Lieutenant Dufalco, I need to report some concerns about our failed drop onto the Massif.
Concerns, Sergeant? What concerns?
There was something in the lieutenant's weary eyes that told Zachariah he knew what was coming. It was obvious that the 217th had also suffered greatly during Bandrak's mission.
I have reason to believe that our grav chutes were...
One more word, Sergeant. I'll have you and your lackey thrown out into the void.
Adulam's scarred lips twisted in a snarl.
Lackey, sir.
He reached for his lasgun, but Zachariah put a hand on his friend's arm.
Steady yourself, trooper.
Dufalco turned his gaze from Adulam to Zachariah to Captain Bandrak, his hand resting lightly on the butt of his holstered las pistol.
Lieutenant, this man is a disgrace to the uniform. He is belligerent, he is ill-mannered, and he does not know his place. What is more, he is a liar.
The captain's face flushed with growing anger.
You are about to make a career decision, Lieutenant. I suggest you think very carefully about your next actions.
He nodded pointedly at Dufalka's sidearm. Indecision flickered over the Lieutenant's features. Adulam did not let go of the lasgun at his feet. Zachariah readied himself. Things seemed like they were about to get very ugly, very quickly.
Captain Bandrak, your sergeant wishes to raise a concern about an operational issue. Section 9 of the Departamento Munitorum...
Do not quote Astra Militarum regulations to me, Lieutenant!
Bandrak shook with fury. He was losing control of the situation.
There was indeed an operational issue. Sergeant Zachariah ordered the deliberate tampering of grav chutes mid-drop, resulting in a significant loss of life.
You shall...
Adulam, put your weapon down.
Trooper, I suggest you do what your sergeant tells you. Lower your weapon or I shall drop you where you stand.
What are you waiting for? Shoot him.
Dufalka's aim was as steady as his gaze. Slowly, Adulam lowered his lasgun and sat cross-legged on the deck, muttering darkly under his breath.
Did you not hear me, Lieutenant? I said kill him. In fact, you can kill them both.
Sergeant Zachariah, did you do what the captain alleges? Did you order your squad to tamper with their grav chutes mid-drop?
Out of the corner of his eye, Zachariah saw Bandrak's sneer of satisfaction. In that moment, he realized just how much trouble he was in. There was no point in compounding it with a lie.
I had to, sir. The chutes had been programmed for a 100-meter auto-engagement. It was that that killed the troopers, not my field repairs.
Dufalka's jaw tightened. He cast an eye over the men's equipment.
Do we have any of the grav chutes? They would reveal the truth.
Bandrak dismissed Dufalka's question with a wave.
Lieutenant, it should be enough for you that I saw the chutes and can confirm what happened. Now do as I say and execute these men!
Dufalka looked to Zachariah and Adulam. It was obvious from his expression where his loyalties lay, but both men respected the impossible position he was in. The lieutenant shook his head, then calmly engaged his pistol's safety. He removed the power cell before offering the weapon to Bandrak by its open casing.
I will not kill these men, Captain. I cannot ascertain the truth of their claims at this time. I will be happy to have them put in irons the moment we arrive and sent to the brig. But there will be no executions today. This is a matter for the Commissariat.
Adulam stared at the Commissar. There was nothing else to tell. Mastroval pursed his lips.
Astonishing. Sounds to me that you both deserved to be shot. As did Dufalka for not immediately carrying out the captain's orders.
After the information they got out of the cult advisors, he grabbed on the Massif. Even Bandrak wouldn't have gotten away with that. As far as the regiment was concerned, the man was a hero, and all his men too.
Indeed. How was your time in jail?
Adulam threw the Commissar a sneer.
Wasn't the first time I've been behind bars, sir. Likely won't be the last.
For the first time in Adulam's questioning, Mastroval pulled up a chair.
While you were languishing in the brig of the Majestic Light, Bandrak was being congratulated for the boldness of his attack and for securing unique intelligence on the House of Lysimachus. Oh, that must have sat heavily with you, with Zachariah.
Adulam folded his arms.
Commissar, it sat heavily with every Elysian who survived the mission, pitifully few that we were. Besides, Lysimachus knew their off-worlder allies had been taken. They knew what they would tell us, and they didn't seem to care. That was pretty obvious from the rest of the campaign, wasn't it?
Mastroval tried to hide it, but Adulam caught the flicker of agreement in his eyes. If Bandrak's first engagement had generated a high body count, the losses on the second were regarded as nothing short of staggering. For the briefest moment, the two men understood one another.
It still does not explain why there is no record of a hearing. Of Jufalka or yourselves giving evidence about your allegations towards Captain Bandrak. How do you explain that?
You're the Commissar. You tell me.
Despite himself, Master Val smiled.
Well, perhaps Bandrak realized having you killed